This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and his COVID-19 response team, are speaking to the American public Tuesday about the Omicron variant and surging COVID-19 cases after the U.S. saw a record number of new cases Monday. Data from Johns Hopkins University indicates nearly one in every 100 U.S. residents tested positive for COVID-19 in just the last week, with more than 1,082,000 cases reported on Monday alone, the largest number of new cases in the world, although officials say many of those cases were likely backlogged from the New Year's weekend. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports Tuesday more than 103,000 U.S. residents were hospitalized with COVID-19 Monday, the highest number since late summer when the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 triggered a nationwide surge in cases. The Post reports that figure reflects a 27% rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. in the past week. However, the average for daily new deaths from COVID-19 declined by 8% in the same period. NATO announced Tuesday Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has scheduled a meeting for next week among Western ambassadors and Russian officials to try to defuse tensions over Moscow's troop buildup along Ukraine's eastern border with Russia. The NATO-Russia Council is set to meet January 12th in Brussels, 2 days after U.S. and Russian officials are opening bilateral talks Monday in Geneva. Western allies fear Moscow, which has amassed about 100,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern flank, is prepared to invade the one-time Soviet satellite. Meanwhile, Russia is seeking assurances NATO will not expand to include Ukraine into its membership and will pull back its military involvement in Central and Eastern Europe. NATO, which includes the U.S., Canada, and 28 nations in Europe, has scheduled a video conference for its foreign ministers on Friday in preparation for those meetings. This is VOA News. In response to surging COVID-19 infections in Britain, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday announced critical workers will need to test every working day to protect essential services and supply chains while avoiding going into another full lockdown. Speaking to reporters at a COVID-19 response briefing Tuesday, Johnson said anyone who thinks the battle with COVID is over is profoundly wrong. He said Britain is in the midst of the fastest growth in COVID-19 cases they've ever seen, as no previous waves of the pandemic had a single day with more than 100,000 new cases reported. Johnson said figures reported Tuesday showed 218,000 new cases. The second time in a week, the new daily cases topped the 200,000 mark. Johnson said the government is planning on calling back teachers who had left the profession to fill absences caused by instructors forced to self-isolate after testing positive or being exposed to COVID-19. Johnson did not announce any further new restrictions, but did ask for people to keep observing current measures, which include working from home if possible and wearing masks on public transportation and in other indoor settings. Israel's prime minister said Tuesday preliminary data on the use of a fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose shows it safely increases by 5 times the antibodies that fight off COVID-19. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett spoke with reporters Tuesday during a visit to the Sheba Medical Center, where Israel launched a trial of a second booster dose last week. The nation is now offering the fourth doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to people over 60 years old and those with weakened immune systems, the first country in the world to do so. Bennett says initial results show the fourth dose is as safe as the third dose, which has already been given to almost half of Israel's population of nearly 9.5 million people. Israel was among the first countries to roll out vaccines a year ago and began offering booster shots in the middle of last year. It still saw a sharp rise of infections driven by the Delta variant and is seeing another wave fueled by the Omicron variant. President Joe Biden applauded an agreement Tuesday between wireless carriers and U.S. regulators to put off the deployment of fifth-generation, or 5G, wireless technology for 2 weeks. AT&T and Verizon agreed Monday to delay activating the new services following a request by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He said it airline concerns that the technology's rollout would interfere with sensitive electronic systems on aircraft and disrupt thousands of daily flights. The telecommunications giants initially maintained they would not postpone the introduction of the service, but they agreed to the 2-week delay amid pressure from the White House and aviation unions and concerns expressed by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.